on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli, and it's gift card season.
And Jeff Baranko with Chappie's Deli. Gift cards are the perfect gift.
Chappie's Deli gift cards are the perfect gift.
I hope I get a gift card from that coffee place.
Chappie's Deli sells gift cards, and not for just coffee.
You have reached your destination. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Craig Clugston in Washington. House Democrats are voting on President Biden's sweeping social spending bill. It was planned for last night, but Republican leader Kevin McCarthy single-handedly delayed the vote by speaking for more than 8 hours. He wrapped up just after 5 a.m. McCarthy described the $1.7 trillion package as reckless. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized COVID-19 booster shots for all adults in the United States. But there's one more step before that becomes official. The CDC must agree to expand the Pfizer and Moderna boosters, and its scientific advisors will discuss the matter later today. Austria will go into a national lockdown to contain a fourth wave of coronavirus cases as new COVID-19 infections hit a record high amid a pandemic surge across Europe. This is SRN News.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
I bet you that there's going to be some logs in the fire in some places in the next few days here, especially later on tonight. And, well, there's some cold holiday weather coming up early next week as well. For today, what a shocking change from yesterday. We had 79 yesterday. The best we'll do today will be about 63, but you add in that northeast wind at 10 to 15, gusting as high as 20. Yeah, that adds a little bite to the air. So it's going to feel good to have a sweatshirt on. So cold tonight, overnight low 39. Tomorrow's high will be in the middle 60s. I think, we'll be sunny. It won't be quite as windy as today, but still, the breeze will be a factor tomorrow. Then low 70s on Sunday as the clouds increase and some showers on Sunday night. Then another cold front. Now, this one early next week is going to be another shock to the system in that we'll have falling temperatures on Monday, and we may be 29 degrees on Tuesday morning, which is the coldest of the season so far, and an afternoon high perhaps 54. Well, it's Thanksgiving week, right? And then later on Thanksgiving week, more surprises, maybe a storm system Friday, which has my attention. Check out my morning video for more. Right now this morning, it's that northeast wind at 11 miles per hour, which is making the 47-degree temperature seem so cool. 9:05.
Good morning.
Happy Friday to you.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. Did you just see the this little footnote in history here where Kamala Harris just became president for briefly this morning because of anesthesia and a colonoscopy for Biden?
Oh.
So she became the first woman to have presidential power this morning.
Well, that's historic.
A little interesting little footnote in history.
Has her power been taken away?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you worry about...
Yeah, I worry about a lot of things now.
I've been saying Biden should worry. Remember when they were trying to get all the senators together, get this so-called bipartisan infrastructure deal together?
Right.
And they brought them in front of the White House there, that south entrance?
Yeah.
And people zoomed in and enhanced, like we're seeing in the Rittenhouse trial, but you could see this plain as day. Like, Harris is, like, peeking from behind the column, way in the back,
right,
photobombing. But if you zoom in even more, you'll see Machiavelli's Discourses on Livy. I get book 72. It says, cackle until the old man croaks. Yeah. And then power is all yours.
Did you see the eight-hour, you heard about the eight-hour filibuster where he just... in Congress, where he just talked for 8 hours, it reminds me of. Did you ever see Mr. Smith Goes to Washington with Jimmy Stewart?
Sure. Did he wear a catheter in that movie?
That's what I wonder about.
Right.
How can you do it? How can you do that?
I don't know. I guess you just don't drink fluids.
Apparently not.
I'm stumped.
8 hours without the bathroom access? I don't know.
Well, get out of here. It's the weekend.
You guys
Friday.
Fishing,
I like
it. Sometimes you're on a boat. You don't have.
Yeah, but you're in the water.
Joey.
You can solve that problem.
That's why we can't have you.
Don't tell me you've never seen.
People live around the lake, Joey, so it's not a public bathroom.
So it's fair.
And of course, Lake Martin. It turns purple, and then they put
that's
in
right. They put the dye in there. That's exactly right, Rich.
You can't do
go
that.
Home, Rich.
All right, we're going out of here.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. Here's the newspaper.
Oh, yes. Right?
Well, that's a thick one today.
Yes, sir.
We have a paper. Don't drive after dark.
Right. That's the headline. Right.
No. Okay, then. See you, Rich. Bye, Chase.
Bye, Chase.
Come on, Chase.
Come on.
I like that dog.
Hey, baby.
Folks, you'll stay tuned because we have a great show coming up this Friday. I'm in a good mood. We have a fantastic guest to kick off the show, so stay tuned for news and views from 9 till noon to officially begin in mere moments.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News Network, I'm David Lamb. 22-year-old Jamon Lawrence was released from the hospital and is now in custody for his involvement in the Circle K gas station shooting in Pike Road last week. Authorities have previously arrested and charged two others. The sheriff's office also arrested a man they say was connected to that shooting. 32-year-old Arsenio Hall is charged with trafficking cocaine. The Alabama Supreme Court set a January 27th execution date for Matthew Reeves. He's convicted in the 1996 murder of Willie Johnson in Dallas County. Prosecutors said that after Johnson gave Reeves a ride, that Reeves stuck a shotgun through the rear window of the truck cab and fatally shot Johnson. And the Montgomery Public School System has selected a search firm to help with finding a replacement for the retiring Dr. Ann Roy Moore. The board selected Alabama Association of School Boards to conduct their national search and hopes to find a replacement by March or April of next year. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal, you know the thing.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Is how you conduct yourself? In a democracy!
Derek Vance is Mr. Holmes of Montgomery.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it? I ain't never heard nobody complain about the deal we have. It drank pretty good. Budweiser. What's the name of some of them other beers? Budweiser and what is?
Miller.
Cool.
Enough of that silliness. Welcome to News and Views from 9 till noon. Blast from the past with Alvin Holmes. Rest in peace, Alvin. He's one of the ones I certainly miss, at least from this job's perspective. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. It's Friday, free for all, but we will have some guests do the usual rounds. And introducing a new guest to the show, we have Brian Dawson with 1819 News. Brian, how you doing?
Doing real well. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to jump right into this because Alabama has a few state-focused, locally-oriented news organizations. We got a few competing, but you have seen fit to start a brand new one, 1819 News. I'm looking at it now, folks. You can go to 1819, the numbers, 1819news.com, and check out what they got going on. But how did this come about? Why jump into this space?
Well, that could be a really long story, but since we are on a clock, I'll go for the shorter version. So, like any business that starts, you see an underserved clientele, and you want to either serve them better, or serve them differently, or whatever. And so, we believe very strongly that the people of Alabama were not being served well at all by the existing media outlets, and I break it down into two different ways. And so as I go out and speak about this, I say that, on one hand, the people of Alabama are being shamed by one of those media outlets, and by the others, they're being shielded from the truth. And so what do I mean by that? AL.com is consistently shaming the people of Alabama for what they believe. You no good, dirty rednecks, you bitter clingers, bitterly clinging to your guns and your Bibles, voting for Donald Trump. How dare you? They give us the Greta Thunberg. How dare you?
I should be across the ocean in school.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so we get that. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it kind of epitomizes the point that I'm talking about is they put out a column 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I don't know when it was now, that says Alabama is the fourth unhappiest state. And so just think to yourself, I'm running a publication that says AL.com, and I'm writing to people in Alabama that are, you know, love their state. I know what we'll do. We'll write a column about how they're the fourth unhappiest state. That should, you know, that should do really, really well. And so, again, that just really summarizes the point that I'm making. But it is. It's a constant, steady stream of content shaming us for what we believe. And when you really get into AL.com and you look at that, you know, I've had people in media, they're like, I don't understand that business model. Smart people say, I don't understand that business model. I said, well, you know, and then they ask, why would a publication that's in a very conservative state pump out content that undermines their values?
Right.
And so I always ask, well, do you know how erosion works? Mm-hmm. Right. And so water over time can wear down rock. And so I think in the same thing, they're trying to create a steady stream of content that will eventually wear down conservative values to turn this into a liberal state. Right. And I think and then you look at the investment structure. Alabama media companies owned by liberals in New Jersey. And I believe they're funded by ProPublica, which is a George Soros backed foundation. And so that kind of starts to make a little bit more sense of why their content looks the way that it does. And so on that one hand, we're being shamed for what we believe. And then on the other side, we're being shielded from the truth. What do I mean by that? And so, you know, these other publications that are supposed to be decidedly not AL.com, are, while they're not telling us how stupid we are, you know, a radical left is telling us how stupid we are, they aren't reporting on the things that are going on in our state, in the Capitol, in the legislative sessions, in the schools, all of these things that the people of Alabama need to know,
right.
Because it would be bad for business. And so if reporting the truth is bad for business, your business model is flawed if you're supposed to be a media company or a news organization.
And again, folks, you can go to 1819news.com. And there are a lot of different categories. It's going to be politics, definitely politics. But you're going to be covering all sorts of stories about the state, right?
Absolutely. We want to serve the people of Alabama. And in order to do that, you have to create compelling, engaging content that's broad. It can't just be all politics all the time. If you create all politics all the time, the only people that are going to read your publication are, political junkies, if you will, which we love those people. Sure. Absolutely. And we're going to serve those people very well. But we want to kind of solve those two problems, as I said. So shielding from the truth, we're going to solve that problem. We are solving that problem. We put together an incredible team of seasoned journalists headed up by radio veteran Ray Melick. He's my editor-in-chief. He was with the Birmingham News in their glory days, and before that he was with the Birmingham Post Herald, one of the most respected people in the business. Everywhere I go, we walk in, we go to lunch and it takes us 20 minutes, you know, to get to our seat because people are shaking his hand and saying how much they miss his writing and stuff like that. And one story, I was in Baumhauer's up in Vestavia, and we walk in and this guy yells from across the restaurant, and he comes barreling over, "Hey, Ray, how's it going?" And he goes and, you know, grabs his hand, and they start talking. I'm like, golly, that guy's voice sounds really familiar. And after listening to a few more minutes, it turns out it was Eli Gold.
Oh, wow. Right?
And so I've never had Eli Gold come running across the room to come shake my hand. And I say all that just to kind of, you know, paint the picture of we really hit a grand slam with our editor-in-chief. He's, you know, one of the best in the business. He's very well-respected, and he knows the business better than anybody.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but as it exists right now, the website and the whole nexus of what you're doing, you're just ramping it up, right? This is just getting going.
Yeah, what you see right now is about 20% of where we're going to be in 6 months. And so, you know, we wanted to start and get going with kind of this first iteration of the website, put it out there, don't want to let good get in the way, or perfect in the way of good, yeah. And get going. So we're really excited about the things we have coming. We're going to have podcasts and digital content as well. And kind of going back to that, so shielding, you know, to solve the shielding problem, we're going to expose. And so we put together an incredible team of journalists that are going to go out and do the real beat reporting, investigative journalism. Then on that other hand of being shamed, we're solving that problem by going and creating content that celebrates what's good, true, and beautiful about the state. And that's going to be, you know, written feature stories. It's going to be podcasts. It's going to be videos. You know, Alabama has incredible stories, has incredible storytellers, and we want to tell those stories. And, you know, we have heroes from Bear Bryant to Helen Keller and everything in between. We've got entrepreneurs, and you really look at the state, you know, from Huntsville down to Mobile, we have, it doesn't get the representation that I think it should get. And you look at, you know, all the economic stuff going on in Huntsville with the explosion of all the aeronautical stuff, and you look at Birmingham, an absolute economic powerhouse, and then you look at Mobile and the port and all the things going on there. And then, of course, there's us in Montgomery.
Yeah, then there's
and that's
Montgomery.
All I have to say about
it. It's like, what do we got going on? We got an Air Force base. Yeah. We got the F-35.
No, that's good. That's
wing.
Good.
I don't know. We got some good stuff, but there's the way you put that is perfect. And I think a lot of folks, even those who love Montgomery, understand that. 272-9228. You know, I played rock music in Helen Keller's basement.
That's interesting. There's a bunch of jokes there, I feel like, that are just hanging there that someone should jump on.
I remember vividly playing Thunderstruck by AC/DC. It's actually a house here in Cloverdale where she stayed. I mean, there's a historical marker. Folks who know who lives there. And, it was his son and I playing rock music together. And it's like, man, Helen Keller. Wasn't she a socialist, though?
I don't know. I don't know the history. I just know she did amazing things, and that's as far as I've gotten into it.
Yeah, and that's the deal, too, and that's to a point you made. It doesn't matter your politics. If you're doing amazing things for the people right around you, I could really give a damn, for what your ideology might be. Are we doing good things to help our neighbors help each other?
Exactly.
I think that's the right approach, and I'm excited for more competition in this space because I'll just put it bluntly. A lot of the media here in Alabama has felt corporate in the little sense. I often talk about the big, bad national corporate press, and that's a whole other issue. But I mean corporate in little sense of, like, it's very easy to see what interests are backing certain things. And it's not like these are bad people at these other institutions. And often they're quite talented. But it's like we need to channel the talent and the vision I think you have. That's why I was like, yeah, come on the show. Let's make this happen. So, Ed, are you paying attention, or are you working?
I'm trying to log into somebody's website here.
You're trying to log in?
Yeah. So our sign up for our newsletter, we're going to go back to just the give us your email, because right now we had the bright idea of putting it to where, you know, you would sign in, and the only required information you had to give us was your name and email.
Okay.
And then also the market that you're closest to, because if, you know, as we put things
up. Which makes sense.
So that we could make sure that you're not seeing stuff, you know, a car dealership in Huntsville when you live in Mobile, and those type of things. And so advertising is way out anyway. So we'll go back to just the email capture. Well,
the problem is I have fat thumbs on my phone. And,
there you go.
I
you got to get a bigger phone. You get one of these behemoths. S21 Ultra. It's basically like an iPad.
Right. He's walking around with an iPad.
Yeah.
And Brian, I'm just getting to know you. But I just want to warn you as you get to know this guy to your right, Eddie Bader. There's a reason I constantly threaten to hit him in the face. And lately, in the last 2 weeks or so, I'm pretty certain this guy is CIA. He's watching me in these troubled times. They're trying to provoke. He keeps, you know, handing me a knife. Go do something with it, Joey. Like, I don't appreciate this.
I'm trying to take you to foreign lands and Vegas.
Well, and see, off air, he said I'm a real estate agent, right? It's a perfect cover. He's like, I got a showing. I've got a closing. Yeah, sure you do, big boy. And he's a good guy. He's a good guy. More with Brian Dawson when we come back. Let's get into some of what's been happening in the state news and what we might foresee, some of the trends coming up after this quick break. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am.
I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh, Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Brian HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Brian product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Brian dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all. Whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Our guest at this first hour here on a Friday is Brian Dawson. I mean, do you have an official title with 1819, like founder?
LFA.
Oh,
LFA.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, like that's it. Not official. No, I'm the founder and president, whatever, all those titles that I don't like, but that's what they are.
Fair enough. Well, if you're the one who found it, yeah, I think
that's what it is.
Yeah, because you're having to deal with all the responsibilities of putting this together. I'm sure it's not
correct.
A cakewalk.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Now, as we look at the political season ahead, especially for the state of Alabama, right now with statewide offices, say with governor or secretary of state or auditor, I guess, is the most competitive race.
Right now.
And I admit, that's the only race where I'm partial to somebody. I'm partial to Andrew Sherrill. I really like Andrew. And I've been public about that.
I didn't even know he was running for...
Yeah, that. For auditor.
Okay.
I think maybe he wore it as welcome in the House because he keeps voting no on stuff. And he's very principled in this. Though he's been the one pushing the constitutional carry bill in the House of Representatives, which you've seen how that spread across the nation. Why don't we have that now?
Yeah, we did actually a great story on that on 1819 News. Everyone says, they're like, it's because the sheriffs... aren't able to get their money, and
right,
so
need the money.
Yeah, and you know, usually when you hear that, like, so it's just like this thing, like, oh yeah, these people just aren't getting their money, so we're not getting what we want. And so we went and ran it down, and you know, I thought we did a really good job of showing both sides of the argument, but it's what we found out was it's that because the sheriffs aren't getting their money.
That's okay, what, yeah, that's
so,
actually true.
Yeah, that's what we actually found out, and so we interviewed him, and then this is actually a really good point too, since I know you're a libertarian, so maybe we can kick this around. So. They use the money that they get from the constitutional, or not the not constitutional carry, the pistol permits.
Right.
They use that money and they say, oh, we use those things for like bulletproof vests and we use those things for like, you know, I guess tanks. They didn't really say that, but I'm thinking in my head of like all the other, you know, all the other things. Equipment. And it's like, I mean, shouldn't they have a budget for that,
that's
like built in? And so we're already getting all our money taken from us to go do these things. And God bless the police and everything they do. And we absolutely want them to have the things they need to do their jobs. But those seem like real basic things, like body armor and guns and ammunition and cars. Like those, that should be built into their basic budget, right. Not the hey, I'm going to go gouge these people who want their constitutional rights budget. So the story we did, it went and you know it. There was some other things that was helpful to police to have the permits and all these other things. But at the end of the day, they just flat out said it and said, yeah, no, we need that money so that we can get equipment for our police. And so I would say it seems like that's a budgeting issue somewhere where they should be able to get money for things that are, you know, necessities for their police right. officers. They should have that money coming from somewhere else where they're already, you know, the government's taking our money here. Why take it
there?
How
much money are they getting?
I don't know. I don't remember the exact statistics.
I mean, is it a number that could be budgeted in? Is it like $10 million or is it like $1 million?
It depends on the sheriff's office.
Yeah,
each sheriff's county. Board, yeah. And that's one thing that I've heard Andrew Sherrill argue, though, is that people will still buy these lifetime permits for reciprocity in other states. They still don't mind dealing with the sheriff's office, so it's not as big a loss of income or revenue as they might have estimated.
Principle, Joey. It's
right.
The principle.
Well, no, and it is the principle of the matter. And I've also heard the arguments from the sheriffs that it helps them enforce some illegal gun laws. So if you don't have a permit, I don't buy it. I think constitutional carry is the way to go. It is spreading around the nation. And the best backup for the Second Amendment, God love the NRA or any other gun rights organization, the best way to protect the Second Amendment is gun proliferation. More people having more guns. And then also, I think it is important for people to do their due diligence. Understand how to operate your firearm. Understand how to, you know, hold it safely.
Don't go to the Alec Baldwin school of gun
right,
safety.
Right.
Yeah. Never trust an actor with a gun.
I've heard it proposed that the Republicans are missing a big opportunity in Congress as they need to pass the Alec Baldwin Gun Safety Class Act. Yeah, okay, you know, we're usually...
What about the guy in the Rittenhouse trial that was, like, waving the AR-15 around at the jury?
Binger, is that his name? Idiot. Oh, my goodness gracious. And we're still, by the way, in a holding pattern on all that, folks. But let's get back to these races. When I look at, say, the governor's race, Governor Ivey is strong, and I don't have any ill will to her personally. I actually think she's probably affable and fun
strong
to get along.
Strong isn't the word that I would use. Maybe her candidacy and her incumbency and her ability
also,
to win.
Joey has a very slanted view of the governor.
Oh, you shut up.
Just know.
Don't start with that
just
rumor
know
again.
This. Very slanted inside view.
Him and these other talk radio hosts made this rumor that I was going to like the frog lick with the governor or something.
The frog lick.
Or something like that.
I don't know.
See?
Oof. Or the toad lick? Or I don't know.
You should probably stop at frog lick. I don't know where we're going here.
But anyway, I think she's a nice person, though I think she is. And I thought for the longest time she was strong, her candidacy. Yeah. I still think it is. But it seems a bit more vulnerable. Do you see any worthy challenger? Anybody who is maybe flirting with this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's the obvious one. You hear him on the radio all the time. He's written some columns for us in 1819, and just based off that activity, it would lead one to believe, and who his father is, that he may be making a gubernatorial run as Tim James.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, no, I think he could
some
be strong.
Of his platform just seems a little bit off.
What do you mean?
What part? He's not the flat earther.
No, he's not.
That's
true. That does make me feel better, but... my understanding is already want to kind of repeal some of the marijuana laws that have been passed. And for reasons that I can't wrap my head around.
I disagree with that, but do you really think the legislature wants to revisit that after going
no,
through
I don't.
This for several years?
No,
it might just be habit to have it on the... you know, on the call.
All the
you
time.
Know, yeah, we just put it on there because marijuana and gambling should just go on there. It doesn't matter what we do with it, but just put it on there. I don't know what we'd do without it.
This is very true.
It's very true.
I can't wrap my head around that. It's something we've already discussed, something that's been an issue with the state, something we decided to move forward on, and now we got a candidate that says, hold on, I don't like this.
But I would say, how, and again, this has nothing to do with Tim James. This is just Brian Dawson talking about some weed, right?
That's sure.
Okay. So if we look at how it was passed and what was accomplished with it, so if someone wants medical marijuana, if they believe that there's actual medicinal benefits to it, like, should the setup be in such a way to where it makes a bunch of hand-selected people rich in order for this child to get that medical benefit? Like, why not, hey, we pass medical marijuana. If your doctor says you need it, grow a plant in your backyard or in your closet.
That's
a whole lot better. And I wrote a column on this. You know, we think the ABC stuff is bad with liquor.
I know.
Wait till the government starts slanging ganja.
But see, here's my concern with that. If we didn't do something now, it's just going to kick it down the road. And those kids will continue to suffer. So I'll take their poison pill right now, and I'll fight it the rest of the way to make it better.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of things that were already available, I think, to those kids,
But I know some personally, and they what they need is not available here. They have to travel to Colorado. They have to put their whole family at risk. And I've witnessed the change that it's had on this person.
Well, yeah. And I hear both points, because I'm in support of people being free to put what they like, for the most part, in their bodies. But I also understand the crony horse trading nature of Goat Hill.
Yeah, I do too.
Why they trade horses on Goat Hill,
look
I don't
at
know.
Gambling. How many years trading. Have we wanted gambling here in Alabama? And all the legislators keep doing is putting in crappy bills that they know that won't pass. And if they do pass, it's good for cronyism.
Right.
All right.
Well, and you saw this with the gambling.
Right. There's no life or death with gambling. For the joy that somebody gets, that's their thing. But with the cannabis, I've just seen that. Witness that with my own personal eyes. I've seen someone go from hundreds of seizures a day to just a few.
Right.
Yeah.
No, and I've seen that.
And that would be a situation where it would just be a common sense thing where you're able to get that person what they need specific. And so I moved here from Colorado a number of years ago, and what I watched was the same arguments, right? The same, hey, these kids, you know, the whole thing, and it's going to be medicinal, and it's going to be regulated. And again, I hate the word regulation anyway, but, you know, we're going to make sure that this, that, and the other. And what you ended up with was some dude with dreads and a white trench coat, you know, saying, hey, I'm Dr. Bob.
Right.
Sure. How can I help, you know?
You got a lot of bad TV on your screen?
Yeah.
Right.
And so, you know, and now I will say that I think the reason that it went so bad for Colorado was that they were the first to do recreational, and they were one of the first. So what it ended up happening is that kind of, not that anyone who, you know, smokes marijuana is a dreg, but the dregs of society all, like, migrated to Colorado.
Right.
And it took a somewhat conservative state and turned it, you know, not so conservative anymore.
I agree.
And so that was really bad for Colorado. And maybe they took the bullet, and then as other states start to, maybe that won't happen. I don't know. But my, you know, the what I always comment on is, you know, the nature in which to get that law passed, it had to take getting a whole bunch of cronies rich. And I always make the joke that, you know, I feel like we could get school choice passed if we could figure out how to get some of these people millions of dollars. It would fly right through.
Find me a law that's been passed that didn't make cronies rich.
Right, right. Exactly.
Especially, I mean, unfortunately, especially
in this state. And to circle to what started this, Tim James, one thing Tim James has talked about that made me very impressed, and again, he hasn't officially declared, folks, but right. It seems like he will, was school choice. And not just like school choice, like, hey, we'll maybe expand the Accountability Act. It was like, we need to have a top-to-bottom reconstruction of how we do public education in the state. Yeah.
I heard him speak, and he basically used the language, it's not verbatim, but of tear it all down.
Yeah.
Right, and we need to, you know, we need to come up with something better. And, you know, and again, I being the nature of me being owning a media company, you know, us also being a 501c3, I can't endorse candidates, don't know if I would anyway because of my position with the media company. But I will say that there's something about Tim James that when he speaks, he doesn't seem like a politician. He's a business owner. Yeah. He's a very masculine, real man, and he means business. And when he speaks, for whatever reason, because I'm very, what's the word? I don't believe government and politicians. There's probably a fancy word for that that's missing. So
liars.
Yeah, that's it. There it is. There it is. And so when they talk, I'm usually just like my eyes roll back in my head. Oh, yeah. Whatever, you know. And for whatever reason, you don't know until it happens, but he does seem to have a bit of gravitas in the way that he speaks and lends to believing him. So
and
who knows?
There's also rumors that Linda Blanchard will get into that.
I've heard that
race,
also, yeah.
And she's got a lot of her own money.
Yeah.
We'll see where that goes. And it's all about a rollout there, and that her name hasn't risen that much in the Senate race. And that's what I want to touch on when we come back is this Senate race, because to replace Richard Shelby is a big deal. This is a end of an era.
Yeah.
And so who's going to take that spot, I think, is going to play a massive role in the future of this state.
And will they be there till they're 87?
Right.
How do you feel about that? Are you okay with your great-grandfather leading the nation and great-grandfather leading the state?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought you were talking about Shelby. I was like, well, no more than I am my president. Right. But here we are.
Right.
Yeah, using the White House and the Senate as, assisted living.
Pretty much. Completely.
Well, and then all the secrets about all the drugs, like the, you know, God bless it, I've seen it in my family with dementia and Alzheimer's. No joke. But, you know, you're still running foreign policy and the finance committee and these massive decisions. It makes me think somebody else is running it. We do have to hit a break here, 272-9228. But, you know, with Goat Hill, you know, one goat, and they remember you that way the rest of your life.
There it is.
That's that, Joey. Yeah. One goat's all it takes, baby.
We'll be right back.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
Hey, Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout sale is now. We have unbelievable doorbusters. We have Tahitian floating pearls for $89. We have diamond crosses, gorgeous, $129, $149, even $89. We have custom-made 14-karat initial bracelets, $79. Only as supplies last. Coming quick. Don't miss it. I got studs for $99. Diamond of the Art necklace is $199. This only goes through Black Friday. Every item in the place has a crazy blowout price. Don't miss this sale.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from the warm weather that was dominating much of this week. Now much cooler air is flowing in behind that cold front. Today's high temperature up to about 63, but that stiff breeze will make it seem a little cooler than that. Lots of sunshine around today. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 39 by dawn. Tomorrow, not quite as breezy, but still cool with a high temperature into the mid-60s. Lots of sunshine. Sunday, I think, will be a little warmer with a high temperature up around 70 as clouds increase. Chance of showers maybe Sunday night into at least part of the day Monday with the next front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Our guest this morning, at least for the first hour, we have Brian Dawson here in the house. You enjoying it? You like the new studio? Well, it's new to us.
Very nice.
Yes, yeah, so nice. So nice. Especially that exposed wiring falling from the ceiling.
Oh, gosh, man. It really brings the room together like Big Lebowski and the rug.
It really does. 272-9228. Let's go to Red Top, unfortunately.
Good morning, Red Top.
Hey, don't listen to them. They're just testament. I'm listening to you guys, and the glorification of all these politicians and how eloquent with us, it is so deep in the BS, guys.
Are you high again? How did you take away glorification of politicians from what we said?
You're talking about this politician, how he sounds great and all that. I hadn't heard one damn idea from any of these people, like full legalization of marijuana. Mm. Are you aware of the statistics that the CDC came out for drug overdoses in the U.S. last year?
No.
100,000 people.
Mm.
It's all coming from China and fentanyl, and marijuana is still on the number one schedule number one drug. So, who's going to straighten it out, sir?
Well, there have now been, at the federal level, proposals by both Republicans and Democrats, and now it's going to be a game of who gets credit.
Right.
But I think it's going to be loosened up at the federal level. Then it'll be a state issue at the end of the day, like most criminal law.
You know, I don't like the Republicans at all. They're for putting people in prison. They gave us the EPA, the war on drugs, and all that. So, you know, nobody's straightening anything out. They're talking real pretty, but nobody's straightening anything out. And I'm ready for some meat and potatoes. And one thing I think is going to happen that's going to be bad for the Republicans is we're going to be worn out. I'm not a Republican, but we the people are going to be worn out because we've already gone through a whole year of the election cycle, and the election cycle hadn't even started yet. And
we'll see, Red Top. I mean, we're about to talk about the Senate race. I know you're going to have the same grief. But, is there somebody you like, in terms of the candidates?
I would like to hear from the military guy a little bit.
Mike
more.
Durant.
Okay. Yes, I would. Yeah. Really, I've heard from everybody else that really doesn't impress me at all. They got no meat.
All right.
It's all a bunch of vegetarian crap.
Right.
I'm a Belgian. I want some meat. So let's get to it, guys. Let's make some changes. Otherwise, I ain't interested. These people ain't doing nothing but shoveling money around.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. Roll Tide, go Trump.
See you, bud.
What is that sentence he said? I'm a Belgian. I like some meat.
He's a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
And by the way, I wasn't accusing Red Top of being a stoner, folks, when I asked him if he's high. He's a painter. And we have a few painters that call up this show, and they're odd.
Got a message from one.
And they're good people.
They're odd.
They're odd.
They're odd. Not their fault. Lots of fumes.
Cooper.
Lots of fumes.
How you doing, Cooper?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, Cooper, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Refresh my memory. The last time Tim James ran for governor, the Republicans got in a little fight amongst each other.
Makes sense to me.
Remember that?
Yeah, wait. Okay. What was the... It was the True Republican Pack that took out Bradley Byrne. I was much younger then with that first cycle, but it was Bradley Byrne, Tim James. Yeah, I know you were, Cooper. Then that's how Bentley was able to ride into
that's
the
how he
summer.
Got in, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
I do
Tim James
that, yeah.
gave us Bentley. And I don't know. He may be a great guy. I really don't know much about him other than that he inherited his wealth. Reminds me of another person that ran for governor, spent a lot of money, and didn't go anywhere, went blunt. So I guess he's going to keep trying. He's got the money, so.
No, and I haven't met him a couple times. He is likable, but I see your point. But remember, I believe in that cycle, that was an open seat, right? There was no incumbent.
Yes, that's
right.
True.
Yeah.
No,
I thought there was an incumbent.
I said that was a long time ago. I don't remember the details, but I remember the two front runners fought. Tim James was one. I'm Bradley Byrne, the other, and we ended up with Bentley.
Yep.
But to Brian's point, we were still talking about gambling all the way back then.
Right.
And we're still talking about
it
today. It's
insane.
You're
going to buy me a lotto ticket today, Joey?
No,
oh, yeah. That's right. We can't. Right.
You can forget gambling in Alabama as long as our legislature is bought and paid for. Let me go on to one quick thing, and I'll hang up.
All right.
Mike Durant.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice enough guy, but he's running ads continuously. I think people are going to be sick of it after a year of it.
Yeah, we'll see if they change things up. I think it's going to cool down a little bit as we hit into the holidays here.
It'll we can't take a year of seeing him in that helicopter.
No, but I think it's a temporary thing myself. I think he's kind of stealing some votes right now. It'll quiet down, then it'll pump back up to steal some more votes.
Yeah, it's kind of a getting-to-know-you campaign initially.
Okay, hey, enjoying the show.
Thanks, Cooper. 272-9228. Got one last break here. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique and estate jewelry items, Troop Booth is the man to go see. Grew up in the family business. Heirloom Jewelers has been around for 40-plus years. Went on to be trained at the very prestigious Gemological Institute of America. And Troop Booth is looking to save you money, whether you're, well, buying from him or if you're selling to him. He's going to make you money if to him.
This is time of year to do that, Joey. Put some cash in your pocket.
Absolutely. If you are looking to buy, you can go online to heirloomjewelers.com, see what they currently have in stock, or just stop by their showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. And when you do buy, whether in person or online, you use that promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, for 10% off. And we've had a few people take advantage of that. You can do the math, folks, on some of these big-ticket items. That's quite a savings. And if you're looking to sell to Troop Booth, you just need to make an appointment. Call them at 260-0066, or you can make an appointment online and show up on the appointed day and time. He'll look over what you bring in. He's bought estate jewelry pieces from $50. You're really just recouping the value of the precious metals or gems. And he's bought stuff over six figures. And that's why he does it by appointment, because sometimes you'll walk in, you don't know what how special what you have is. And he wants to, you know, do you right that way. So check him out today. That's Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back. Brian Dawson in the house. Eddie's here.
Hold on, Thomas. We're coming to you, buddy.
Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello.
Creature, you only made three or four movies, and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go right to Thomas. Hey, Thomas. You're on the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing good. You know, you brought up Tim James, and I was surprised to hear that he was trying to run back again for the, you know, the governor's office, because I don't know if y'all couldn't remember what happened between him and Bradley Byrne, but it came out that Tim's company had received these state contracts to do the paving work to build that Beach Express right before his dad left office. So Bradley Byrne was throwing that mud on Tim James, and you had the true Republicans throwing mud back on Bradley Byrne, and that's when we got the doctor in.
Dr. Bentley, the doctor of love himself, yes.
The doctor of love. And I was really surprised that people actually voted for him, because the man was arrogant enough to change his name to Dr. Robert Bentley. He enjoyed having that doctor on his front name and changed his name to that.
You know, of all the people running that race, too, that'd be the last one, I suspect. A small-town dermatologist, you know.
Yeah, that was amazing. I think this governor's race is going to be quite interesting to see which Republican group is going to come forth and oust Meemaw. That'll be interesting to see how all that pans out.
Well, I appreciate it, Thomas, and we're going to keep covering it. And like, I think we're appreciated, Thomas. Like, would you say, Brian, that it is going to start to heat up, what, late January, February?
Yeah, that would be my guess, is January, February.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Thanksgiving, I don't want to hear about all that crap.
Yeah.
And Christmas, I don't want to hear about.
What are you
going to
talk about, then?
Fun. Oh, we're going to preview some more Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Mother, May I Sleep with Danger? Yeah. That's a Hallmark.
You're
movie.
A husband, right? Yeah, how do you put up with this?
Yeah. Fortunately, I've been blessed with a wife who does not like Hallmark movies.
Mine neither.
She doesn't like shopping either. It was a total grand slam.
My wife is more into how to kill your husband mysteries here lately.
Yeah.
Get away with it. I don't know if that's just a new genre.
Can't imagine why.
I don't know what's up.
Can't
with
imagine
that,
why. You're such a great guy.
Pretty interesting stuff, though.
Yeah. No, but as it heats up with the Senate race, we really have about 2 minutes left here in the hour, but we can come back to it after the top of the hour break. But in the Senate race, that is the most crowded and I think interesting. And to the point about money and PACs lining up, it's like looking at a battlefield coming together before the storm starts, with what, Club for Growth and the Trump money and interest behind Mo Brooks. Then you're seeing Alpha and the Retail Association, Home Builders Association, they're all coming out for Katie Britt, of course, her work with Shelby and the BCA. So it's sort of these populists versus the establishment. And then I'm starting to wonder, I haven't looked into it enough, who's backing Durant? And Jessica Taylor, I know, has been trying to do grassroots stuff. She told me this week she's in it to Election Day. She's not getting out. This is her plan all along. So we'll see. But as I start to see the money line up, I don't know if I can make heads or tails of it, because there's plenty to go. And it might come down to, will these people be in the same room and talk about the issues that people care about?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's exactly right. And I know we don't have enough time to comprehensively cover the subject maybe when we come back. But I do. I think that's what it is maybe debates, maybe right here on News and Views, wherever. But I agree that needs to happen.
I told Jessica that I'd be happy whether it's a top two or top three, let's say. We maybe get some good polling. It would be real tough to do a 4 or 5 person debate table. I always get frustrated with that when I see the national debates that way. Yeah. You don't have enough time to talk about an issue in and out.
A lot of times you're too busy trying to cut the other one off.
So. And they start throwing barbs and, it's like, okay.
I think a good old 101.
Though, I think we could take a Jerry Springer approach.
I'd love that.
We have a live audience.
Yes.
Or the, Morton Downey Jr. approach.
Dude, you remember that guy, huh?
Oh, do I remember that guy? I discovered him not too long ago and went, what was going on in the 80s?
You just discovered him, huh?
Yeah. It
was, YouTube.
Oh, there's
a
great Ron Paul clip where Ron's trying to give his normal libertarian stuff. They're just like, you damn hippie, you want my kids to have needles. And he looks at